Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Morgan Klein, full-time mom, personal trainer, co-founder, and COO of Burn Bootcamp. I'm here to bring you a strong dose of hot topics such as nutrition, fitness, self-help, style, entrepreneurship, motherhood, and so much more. I strive to inspire you to live your life with greater balance, vitality, and empowerment. So grab a mug and join me for a cup of coffee and kettlebells. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Coffee and Kettlebells. Today, we're going to talk about asking for help when you need it. So we're going to talk about a lot of different ways that you can ask for help. But the overall message that I want to make sure that I'm getting through is that asking for help does not mean that you are a failure. It doesn't mean you're a failure as a wife, as a mother, as a friend, as a employee, as a business owner, whatever role that you, may be fearful of asking for help. I want you to know that it's okay, and that I want to give you permission to really bring help on as you need it, right? And so I'm going to talk about a couple different examples, but this is going to be applicable in different areas of your life. Like I said, some of it's, helping with your kids. That does not make you a failure as a mom. Maybe it's help around the house. That does not make you a failure of a wife or a spouse or someone who, has duties inside of the house. So we just have to really stop those negative thoughts. And this was hard for me when I was growing my business and having babies and, growing our team. And there was a lot of things that I could just no longer do myself. And I really had to define what are the things that I want to do and that I need to spend my time on to make me the best person that I am. And so over the years, I've asked for help in many, many different ways. And so a lot of people say, like, how do you do it all? And, how do you balance this, this, and that? And the biggest response I have is, I ask for help. I build a team around me. I give tasks to other people that could do better than I could. And then therefore I'm spending my time on the most important things that I need to do to make me feel good and to make me my best version of myself. So the first step is really to just give yourself that permission and stop having those negative thoughts around asking for help. And the second thing is really just identifying what are the things you do need help with. So, for an example, let's talk about house cleaning. Let's talk about, cleaning the house and not giving yourself that permission to maybe get a housekeeper or, like a maid service that comes once a month, twice a month, whatever it is for you. Think about that time that you could be spending doing something else if you just had someone else help you with those duties. What if it is, landscaping around the house or mowing the lawn if you're someone that does that, right? What could you give away to somebody else and ask for that help, right? Whether it's paid or not, okay? So this podcast is asking for help comes in ways of, hiring somebody, paying for the help, or maybe it's just truly asking for a friend or a coworker or a teammate or someone else that's close to you, asking them to help you with something. And so there's two different ways, obviously. And the money piece is, I understand that sometimes you can't maybe feel like you can afford to ask for help and to pay for help. But I really want you to think about the things that you could be doing instead of those tasks. And sometimes that's money shouldn't be part of that equation, right? It should also be your happiness. And for me, cleaning my house does not make me happy. And spending that time away from what I really want to be doing with that hour or two a week that I could be cleaning toilets. No, thank you. And so I find a way to put it in my budget that is not something that I want to spend my time doing. So I have hired help to come and clean my house, and I don't feel guilty about it anymore. Did I at first for spending the money? Absolutely. But now that I've been doing it for so long, I see a direct reflection of my happiness and allowing myself to have more time to do the things that I need to do and not that I have to do, right? So just think about all the things that you can do. So another thing is, I have a nanny and, I have full-time help with my children. I have three children. I work full-time. I'm a busy person. And there's a lot of negativity around, having nannies or spending money on babysitters to go spend time with your husband. And, you know, here's the reality. I work full time. So it's either childcare that I'm spending money on or a nanny that I'm spending money on. And so, you know, I obviously have chose to help somebody come into my house and be with my kids in their environment. And, you know, there's times that I need her to help me with things that I don't have time to do, whether that's the kids' laundry or helping me shop for the kids' new clothes because they're outgrowing their old clothes. And yeah, do I feel guilty sometimes that I'm like, man, I'm not like shopping for the kids right now. Like, you know, my nanny's helping me do that. Yes, absolutely. I feel that guilt. I feel like I'm missing out on times. Right now, Ryan is 8 months old. And of course, milestones are happening, seems like every week. And I get pictures and videos of him doing things. And does sometimes it hurt? And sometimes I'm conflicted of, should I just be at home instead of being at work? Yes, I do. I feel those things. But at the same time, I know that this is where I'm meant to be. And I have fulfillment in my job. And so, you know, paying somebody to be there with my kids that love them so much and that can provide for them in a way that allows me to go do other things gives me that happiness and that fulfillment. And I'm not a failure because I can't do it all, right? I'm not a failure because I can't find the time to go shopping and, you know, get the bigger size clothes for my daughter or my son, you know? And so it's just about really figuring out what is it that needs to happen? And then is there anyone else in your life that can help you do it? So one main thing I think that's helped me do this is because I also do it in my business. It's not just me running the show here. It's not just Evan running the show. We have an incredible team of people that want to be a part of this mission and that can do really, really great things better than Devin and I can do it. And so that's what I do at my job as well. And that's translated into my personal life. And so it's like, you know, if I don't have the time or I don't really think I'm the best person to do a task, I delegate it. I do it and I give it to somebody else and they can do it better than me. Or, you know, it's not even sometimes about that. It's just about, okay, my time is better spent doing something else on the business that only I can do. And so it's just really about creating that team around you, creating people around you that love you, that support you, that have the same values in mind as you. And it's a team effort, right? It's a team effort. It takes a village. They say that all the time. It takes a village to raise kids. And so why are we all so afraid to ask for help and helping us with kids or helping us do housework or helping us with meals and things that, you know, we just feel like we have to take this burden on as mothers and women. And we feel guilt if we are allowing someone else to do it, like we're less than. I'm sorry, but I'm not less than a mother. It doesn't make me less than a mother because I have a nanny or because I have someone come and help do our laundry and do our housekeeping or like cleaning the house. That doesn't make me less of a person at all. I'm still contributing in different ways to my life, to my kids' life, to other people's lives, to this world. I'm impacting in a different way. And, you know, I'm providing opportunities for somebody else to make a living by doing those things. And so it's really about shifting that mindset that, you know, you don't have to do it all. You can ask for help. That doesn't make you less than as a person, as a mom, as a wife, and as a human being. And to be completely honest with you guys, if you really thought about, you know, success in people, right? Successful people, none of them did it alone. Okay. They may be the leader and the voice and the, you know, the name and whatever behind the success, but they did not do it alone. They had people around them along the way helping them to get to that place where they are, including myself, including Devin. Burn Boot Camp would not be where it's at without the people that we have had on our teams along the way. And so everybody does that has, you know, success, right? Everybody brings on someone else, assistants, or, you know, obviously people that are specialized in certain degrees and job tasks, but everybody has those people around them that's just helping them get to that next level. So again, like you wouldn't be alone in asking for help. And then the last thing I'm going to say about this is if somebody else is making you feel guilty for getting help, you need to get those people out of your life. Most of the time, guys, it's yourself. It's yourself giving yourself this guilt and these expectations that aren't realistic. But if you are someone that has friends or family or even partners and spouses that are making you feel guilty that you cannot do it all and that you need help, you need to have tough conversations with them, or you need to get them out of your life, because it's just not realistic to, you know, have kids and have a job. And, or you know what, even if you don't have a job, guys, if you're a stay-at-home mom, it's still okay for you to ask for help. Just because you've chosen that path and that career, let's be honest, it's a freaking hard job to be a stay-at-home mom. So just because you are doesn't mean that you automatically have to do everything. I'm sorry, but I just don't feel that way. We take on so much as women. And so give yourself permission to do some things that, hey, doesn't really fill your cup and allows you to have more time doing the things that do. We get one life. Why should we spend it on things that, you know, aren't really bringing us happiness, and it could bring other people happiness to help you do it? How many times do you get fulfillment by helping other people? I know I do. When I help somebody, it gives me fulfillment, right? And so you have to remember that you're doing that. You're allowing that opportunity for somebody else to help you and get some sort of fulfillment that they helped, you know, they helped you get to that level that you need to get to be happy. So get rid of those people and then get rid of that negative self-talk. Those are my two pieces of encouragement today as you guys finish listening to this podcast and really take inventory of what are some things that are that you want help with, and you're just so afraid to ask for it, and you're afraid to be judged, and you're afraid to judge yourself and feel like that failure. So give yourself permission, make that plan, ask for that help, and I will tell you that you are going to see much more happiness on the other side. So as always, guys, thank you so much for listening. If you're not following me on Instagram, head over there, morgan.a.klein. I love sharing my life over there with you guys, as well as hearing from you. So go follow me. And then also, if you guys have not reviewed season 2 so far, I would love a review on the podcast. You can head over to Apple or Spotify to leave a review. And as always, I appreciate you. Have a wonderful day, and we'll talk soon. Thank you so much for sipping on a cup of coffee and kettlebells with me today. To find a recap of today's show, be sure to check out the Burn Bootcamp blog. To get your daily dose, be sure to like our Facebook page at Coffee and Kettlebells and follow me on Instagram at morgan.a.klein. If you have any questions you'd like answered at the end of my next podcast or have any suggestions for guests that you'd like to see featured on the show, please reach out to me at coffeeandkettlebells@burnbootcamp.com. If you love this episode of the podcast, I'd love to hear from you. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on the iTunes store, and be sure to share with your friends. Thanks again, and I hope you join me next time for a refill of coffee and kettlebells.